Listen up, you blundering fools. It's time for the Cracktastic Plastic Podcast. Get all the toy talk your evil hearts could desire from these little poops. Jason, Elgin, and Spoody.
Yo, Joe, and welcome to the Cracktastic Plastic Podcast, where a group of friends get together to talk about one of our shared loves, toy collecting. We're here to celebrate how these little colorful pieces of plastic can transform you into a little kid again. And by little, I don't mean size. I mean age. Okay. If this is your first time listening to us or watching us on YouTube, thank you so much for tuning in. We really appreciate it. There's a lot of things out in the world to get your attention, and we're just tickled pink that you gave us a little of your time.
Yep.
You're going to learn soon enough that we are not, I repeat, not toy experts. We're what we call enthusiasts. So it just means we're going to get a lot of shit wrong, and that's okay. We're all friends here, and it's going to be okay. It's not that big a deal. Speaking of details, let me introduce everybody. Hi, I'm Jason. Over there, we got Elgin.
I'm Elgin.
And here's Spooty.
Hey.
Hey, buddy.
How's it going?
Imagine stepping into the shoes of a toy designer and constructing your own action figure persona. From head to toe, what parts would you choose to represent the essence of you? Would you opt for the rugged look of a battle-scarred warrior, or perhaps the sleek attire of a futuristic agent? We explore the possibilities of blending different toy lines, eras, and genres to assemble the ultimate action figure version of ourselves. Will it be a mishmash of superheroic proportions, or a quirky amalgamation of eclectic accessories? That was a hell of a sentence.
Huh? It was. Good job.
Yeah, man. We're gonna kit bash ourselves today.
Yeah. So hard.
And then later, Elgin's going to take us on a store tour of a place here in Iowa where we live.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And then lastly, we'll hear from you guys, our listeners, with Spoody on your thoughts about today's topic. Yeah. You're going to do that, okay?
Okay.
Hey, you can follow us on all the social media platforms, including Patreon. And those links can be found at our website, cracktasticplastic.com. And while you're surfing the interwebs, be sure to stop by our sponsor, toyhacks.com, for all your Repro label needs. They also have an armory where you can get some toy-accurate 3D printed weaponry and tons of amazing sticker sets for your toys, including Motu. We also have a monthly contest that Elgin's going to tell you all about.
Every month we post a picture. You can either comment about the picture, or sometimes it's a drawing.
Mm-hmm.
You can use your artistic skills, and if we pick you, then we give you a $5 coupon to Toy Hacks, where you can then use that to buy goods and services from Toy Hacks. But every month we do this, and so check it out. Make sure you go to all of our social media platforms and like them as well. Share them.
Yeah,
all those things, but comment mainly.
Yeah, I don't know if we've really told people the secret. Like, you get one entry per social media place.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get a lot of entries in if you wanted.
Yeah, if you like different. You know, if you do one on Instagram and then something completely different on Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it.
Multiple entries.
Yeah, you can just keep doing it. You don't have to do just one.
Yeah, we encourage doing it.
Yeah.
But right now, let's talk about what toys we've picked up lately in a segment we call Thrill of the Hunt.
Listen up, you fools! If anyone knows more about searching for the most unique items in the world, it's me, Cobra Commander! In my reign as Cobra's leader, I have acquired countless items, but those meddling Joes have foiled my attempt at worldwide domination over and over again! But it's the thrill of the hunt that fuels my superb rule of Cobra! pay attention to my loyal subordinates as they tell you of their latest exploits and acquisitions. It's the thrill of the hunt, Cobra!
All right, Spooty, you better get those names right. You're up first. What have you found lately?
I'm a-getting.
I got things and stuff.
I didn't think you had stuff this time.
I know. Okay. Thank goodness.
So I got it. I got a G2 Frenzy.
Woo! He's purpley pink.
Very purple and busty.
From here it looked gray, but it's just me.
So he's a little...
It's kind of one of our colors.
Tiny little.
Did he have something on his hood or
anything? I don't
know. Sticker?
No? Okay.
Like a sticker?
I mean, not when I got
There's
them.
So many versions of that.
Yeah.
They've re-released it 100 times.
Cool.
I got two different color changers, G2 color changers.
Mm.
This is Deluge.
That's a pretty cool color scheme.
Which... His thinger if comes off. He looks way better in the vehicle mode than he does in robot mode.
Yeah.
Also, this part doesn't really have a place to go in his vehicle mode or his robot mode. So,
Green Bay Packer fan Elgin will like that one.
Oh, is it green?
Green and yellow, yes. Colorblind guy.
Oh, yeah.
And then I got...
What kind of car is this?
Future.
It's a futuristic car.
Cool.
It's from the future.
You know
but
his
it's
name?
Fast.
Fast car.
We're trying to stall for you, buddy.
Yeah.
It's got turbo power.
It's Jetstorm.
Jetstorm.
Oh, Jetstorm.
Who I also have the little pump thing, which came broken. The little tab that hooks it underneath.
Extra
there.
Bonus.
But came it's broken. Actually in the bag, so that's why it's just still in the bag.
Just glue that back together. It's fine.
But he's in... Aside from that, he's in pretty good shape. The sticker's pretty good. He's actually black instead of not black.
Like less black?
They tend to change color over time as light affects them.
Sure. These G2 color changer dudes are just so weird because they got like a water pump action thing that detaches, and it's weird. I mean, fun if for kids.
Do they actually change color?
They do.
So, like, his chest piece will change color. And his, like, the front of his car here will change color.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey.
Well, I'm just...
It's so impressive when you're 12.
For 1992.
Three,
somewhere in there.
Just, I didn't know if there was more. the change color.
Bring out the water. Let's
do
this.
Get the hot and cold water.
And then I have...
But we'll wait.
I thought it was... I have a couple laser rods.
Yeah, you do.
I have a sizzle, who I should have just
sizzle.
Left in. We'll just
vehicle this mode.
The vehicle mode's like way cooler.
These laser rods are cool. I got one too. So we got.
They're like hot rods.
All three of these hot rods today.
Yeah,
I like the. Not,
sizzle's cool.
Not the Transformer hot rod, but like the car's hot
so
rod.
Not the wrestler.
Not the wrestler. He's got a lot of issue with his cord here.
Uh-oh.
So
explain these laser rods.
So the engine here, normally you would push this button, and it would light up.
Uh-huh.
Neat. And he also has a sword.
He has a sword that I don't have.
Me neither.
Whee!
And the swords in their hands will light up.
Will light up, too.
With the same button. It's really freaking neat.
And then I have Jolt.
I love that cola.
Yeah, it's a good cola.
It does actually light up the little exhaust pipes.
Nice.
It's kind of hard to see.
It works.
Yeah.
Yeah, this wire looks a little frayed.
Yeah.
So mouse he's like, got to it or something.
Kind of like that, but convertible, more or less.
Yeah.
Cool. He's purple or gray if you're Elgin.
Yep.
Then I got a Gobot.
Oh, those Gobots.
I got the Deluxe.
I don't know what they call.
Psykill.
Psykill.
Is he like the main bad guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like the Skeletor
he's,
of
he's like
the
Megatron.
Yeah, Megatron.
The Darth Vader.
Yeah.
He's cast and like he's heavy. I do kind of like that the wheels don't come off, like the wheels in the engine. They just kind of pop out and spin around.
Oh.
Because with a little one, like, they come apart. Like, the wheels are separate.
And he holds them like this.
Like Tron?
Kind of Tron-ish.
And that's heavy. You can never find them with those, and they're really fucking expensive.
So, I'm sure.
I'm missing, like, the front wheel for mine, and it's, aww, like, $30, $40, something like that.
But these big versions so pretty.
So people don't like GoBots, is that right? Is that the consensus?
I think people like them. It's just the, like, bastard stepchild of Transformers. It's like the...
Didn't GoBots come out first?
Hey, you watch your mouth, young
technically,
man.
Technically, yes.
See?
Technically. They're, you know, they're great value Transformers. Wish Transform. Yeah.
But Transformers just ripped off GoBots, right?
No, no, no. That's not true.
And then I got a Beast Wars Clawjaw, who is a squid.
Clawjaw.
Who looks way better.
Sounds like a Motu.
Yeah, I know.
He also has an action feature.
So cool.
You push on his butt,
uh-huh,
and his mouth opens.
Oh.
It works for you, too, at home if you try it.
Yeah. Yeah.
So go out and get a Clawjaw.
No, I meant just push your butt.
Oh.
Your mouth will probably open. Whoa, what's that?
I can't remember what it's called. It's from Beast Wars, but... so it's got... It's kind of real dumb.
Beast Wars? Dumb?
What? So it's got
just
this tank.
Well, Beast Wars.
It opens up.
Uh-huh.
And has kind of like a little battle station, and there's like a driver. It actually comes with two of them.
The micro machines.
One that goes like in the back. What the weird ass? In a volcano. I don't know why. But his little action feature thing is... Like, this will spin around here.
Huh.
And he's got a ramp, and he's like a vehicle.
Oh!
So you can...
Let's go snow-wheeling.
Snow-wheeling?
Yeah.
That's interesting. That was a Beast Wars.
What's his name?
Beast Wars.
What's his name?
He has no idea.
I don't know what his name is.
Arachnid Cage.
These are wings?
I think you could think they were.
Cool.
That's interesting.
It is very interesting. And there's a little dude in there, too.
His name is Arachnid.
Oh, see? I was close.
That's lame. Should be
it's
like...
a Microverse playset.
So it's like those Mighty...
So there's
Mighty Max.
A yellow one, and then there's a green one where the little spider web's green.
Oh. That's a spider web screen?
Yeah.
Give me that thing.
It's...
There you go.
Yeah. It does a thing.
Cool.
But
can you get, like, more little characters to throw in there?
You probably could.
You know?
Well, it looks like he comes out, yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, more like those little, the driver, because there's a little driver in there.
Yeah.
That's like a little figure.
So, then I got, I can't remember what series.
Armada.
It's just Predacon, but it's like, it's Megatron, but it's like...
But that version, I think...
This version is like Predacon or something.
I think so, yes.
Who with this little...
like we said, details will be wrong today.
Yeah.
Some sort of dinosaur.
Yeah. It's a Megatron.
T-Rex on skates.
T-Rex on skates.
Hovercraft
skater.
Skater bro.
And then...
Need him for Thrasher Thursday picks.
For sure.
Do. And then Obsidian...
Shouldn't he be black?
Version of him. One of the versions. There's a few.
Yeah.
There's like three or four different versions of him. But I think this was like a set, and they had like a mini con too.
Yes.
They came together.
Cool.
Which I didn't bring because he's dumb. Then I got the Legacy Tarantulas.
Mm.
Just like a Beast Wars redo.
Spider.
A lot of aminals today.
Yeah. Bunch of spiders.
Yeah. I love the colors. Cool. Sorry, Elgin.
They'll mix it up with a Ghostbusters race dance.
Hey.
Fright feature.
Ray.
I had a Peter when I was a kid.
No.
Frankman.
And then I got the Alternator's Ricochet.
Oh, you did. It's now broken.
And so, like, well,
vintage heaven.
We went to the toy store that we were talking about today.
Uh-huh.
We went to a different toy store.
After that?
After that.
On recommendation of the toy store, we're going to talk about later.
Right.
So this was like $30, marked as $30.
Uh-huh.
And then I got one of the movie Optimus Primes that was like a $60 one, but marked as $30. And then like
10 other things.
And paid $40 for it.
Nice. All of it.
But the coolest thing I got, he doesn't really have a name.
Because he's not real.
Because he's not real. It's like this weird knockoff Optimus Prime truck with like rockets on the back.
Yeah. But it's kind of really cool.
It is kind of like really cool. And it actually, like, the transformation's not terrible for
a knockoff.
I mean, it even has where the legs split further apart. Like, the hands slide in and does the, you know, the shoulder arm
thing.
How's the
plastic feel?
It's not bad.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, sure. Actually, it feels better than Optimus Prime, like the G1.
What is this thing? It's got a decent head sculpt.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And it was cheap.
Yeah, because it's just some Dollar General toy. Yeah.
I didn't even see there's a price tag on the foot. No, that's a sticker. Never mind. I saw orange peeled sticker. I'm like, oh, it's a price tag still on it.
But we could have told Elgin that was a Transformer, and he'd have been like, yeah, dude.
Well, yeah, it's not from that one line that's, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
They made one figure.
See but, some, like, Machine Wars thing there.
I mean, you got some extra Autobot symbols you could throw on there and just be good.
So that's my pile of crap.
It's kind
of
like, Voltron.
Aside from the four boxes of shit that's sitting over here,
right?
Yeah. That Jason just brought me today.
That's neat.
That's cool.
What are you gonna call him? What are you gonna name him? You got one?
I don't.
I ain't no Mac. I'm a Peterbilt.
I was trying to think of a name, but I'm not funny.
Jimmy.
Optimus Jimmy.
Nope, just Jimmy.
Okay.
Just Jimmy.
All right, let's move on over to Elgin. I know you got some toys.
Some of those stuff's for the topic later, but stuff we're going to talk about here is over here. So this is the other figure. I talked about Turtles of Grayskull last time, the crossover with MOTU and Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. So this is the deluxe figure that they came out with in Wave 1. It's a Trapjaw figure that has like a combination with a Mauser. So it comes with a little Mauser guy that you can have, and he has put a blast effect in his mouth as well. He's called Mouse Jaw. So they couldn't,
it's a cool name.
They couldn't use Mouse Trap, probably for the game, the board game Mouse Trap.
Parker Brothers.
Yeah. So yeah, I would have rather had it called Mouse Trap, because that makes more sense instead of Mouse Jaw. But whatever. That's fine.
Trap Jaw. It's in there.
Yeah.
It's in there.
He does have this blast effect on there, but he's a kind of a different colored version too. Instead of like having the black on his shoulder, he has a white. But kind of the same color scheme with his body, but then kind of white also with the Mauser.
They could have done something real dumb like Trap Trap.
Trap Trap. Yeah. And his mouth does open like a regular trap jaw and everything. Let me show that up closer here. He does come with some weapons too, but a lot of it. So this is part of a Build-A-Figure, which I'm not
thrilled about.
You're
getting them all. It's going to be fine.
Yeah, I know. But so he comes basically with the weapons of Roboto, so the claw hand and the axe and the laser gun. But also, it comes with the hand that's supposed to be for Metal Botto, which is going to be a metal head and Roboto build a figure. So that's Metal Botto's hand. But then it comes with all the little weapons. These are basically Roboto's weapons, but you could put them in Trapjaw's hand as well. They'll fit in his hand like that. But the other cool thing with this is, well, not only that, his belt has a little turtle on his too, which is cool. But the Mauser can be taken apart.
Ah.
And you can put these legs on his belt and basically transform him into a giant Mauser guy. And that's like the full transformation of him.
Neat.
What he would look like with that mouse jaw.
Yeah.
Questions?
Looks like he's wearing an epilepsy helmet.
And you could put the blast effect. Yeah, he does. In Mauser's mouth.
If you really don't want him to be able to stand up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's really weighted forward. but yeah, that's, you could do all that stuff.
That's cool though, man.
But yeah, the little metal head arm. I mean, it'll be a cool figure once you get it all built, I think.
Yes.
But I just have pieces of it right now.
But you can't lose until
a year. I have to put them in a baggie so I don't lose them, you know, for however long.
That's not so bad.
Yeah, that's all right. And then I open up another of the Rulers of the Sun line. That's kind of a subline within MOTU Origins. This one is called Bolt Man. He's got little lightning bolts. He is a molecular regenerator. That's his
thing. I was almost going to guess that.
Yeah. He's basically like a medic. He basically like heals people through molecular regeneration.
Nice.
And he uses lightning bolts.
Like you do.
Yeah, you know. But these are all, like I said before when I talked about Rulers of the Sun, they were created by Yaila Eason back in the 80s for her son. And now Mattel has brought them into the MOTU Origins line, which I think is awesome. I really love these, all these Wheelers of the Sun figures. And I really like that the back to put the, to hold the weapons is molded into it, and they just slot in really. It's very satisfying. They just slot in there.
Yeah.
And then you can, like, grab a lightning bolt and throw it or something like that. And I love the colors on it, too.
You love slots.
I love putting things into slots. Anyway.
Satisfying.
And
oh my gosh.
So this next one, this is a Snout Smout. It's a Masterverse figure, and this was a Mattel Creations figure as well. It's kind of a larger figure than what they've ever made. Well, that's not true, because they made Motherboard, and that was a 12-inch figure. But this is larger for like the standard line. He's got plenty of articulation in his nose, but it's also the first one to feature light piping in his eyes, which hasn't really ever been done in Master Universe stuff. He's got a little backpack for his... He's a firefighter, obviously. he's called Snout Spout, but he's also been called Hose Nose at some point in time in the Filmation series as well. If you watch the Christmas movie, the Filmation Christmas movie of He-Man, he puts the star on top of the tree with his nose. He just goes, and he puts it on top of the tree. He does come with a little bout, like a fireman's axe with a little water effect, blast effect thing. I have it set up so that his hose is running into the axe and using it as like the firefighter tool. But you can actually take off the hose on the front and stick it in the back and use it for the water effect out of his actual trunk. Is another option you can do for it. But it's very cool.
This guy's a beast. He's awesome.
And they do. I do have a vintage one of that as well. And even a MOTU Origins one, actually. He has ears articulates, and his trunk articulates. And
so just cool.
It's a very cool Mattel Creations exclusive figure as well. The last one is yet another Mattel Creations exclusive figure. This one I've actually had for a while. I think I got it last year, and because I wasn't doing Origin figures at the time.
Videos of Origin.
Yeah, videos of Origin figures. It was stuck in storage. He probably had to move his feet down or something. There you go. So I just kept it in the tote and then finally did it when I'm moving on to Origin figures, I guess, to do videos of. This is Fang Ore.
Or what?
I don't know.
Okay. Or I'll bite you.
Yeah, exactly. It's Mattel Creations exclusive. He's part of the Snake Men. He's a fearsome fanged snake scientist. Yeah. He has a great... All the stuff's falling around in there. Great card art in the back. With these are the removable card art, so you can just slide it out.
They're best.
And take out the comic book. Throw that over there. And then just remove him out of there. He does come with extra long fangs as well. He can put it into his mouth. It just pops out. Maybe.
Oh, are we having mashed potatoes tonight?
Oh. And then he's got giant fangs.
He's now Walrus Man.
Yeah, exactly. Tusk.
That's badass, though.
And then he does come with, because he's a scientist, he comes with, like, a wrench. Because it's like a snake wrench, though.
Well, yeah, you need one of those.
And then a cool-looking sword, though. It's kind of like a kind of like a scimitar.
Brown, gold, green is cool.
Yeah. And then those are kind of the weapons. But, yeah, it's just kind of a... I don't know, just a one-off thing. When I think of like Mattel Creations exclusives, I think of like characters like this, something that's not
here. We go,
not mainline. And I already talked about this with Jason earlier, complaining about it. I won't go on
damn
about
it.
But stuff that's like not main retail, not like mainline stuff that came out in the 80s, but just kind of like these random extra characters, you know. That's all I have.
Awesome.
Yeah, Fang or. It's like a dash.
Fang dash or.
Yeah. Fanger, maybe.
Not F-A-N.
F-A-N-G.
Okay.
Dash O-R. Fangor. All right.
That's cool, man.
Fangoria. I don't know. Fanger? Fanger? I don't know. Fanger banger?
Moving on. Okay, so.
I'll stop talking.
One of my favorite other podcasts. I know there's other ones in there out in the world. I know. Triple Takeover. They just did this episode about Supreme Class Transformers. And I was like, cool. I like big bots. I can't lie. And
okay.
and they went through the kind of list of them, and they got to one in one of my favorite toy lines, animated. And I was like, oh, I don't have that one yet. I need to fix that.
You don't?
That's didn't.
Surprising.
I know. And then we, Spoodie and I went to the Toy Lair in Cedar Rapids last weekend. And then, bam, there he was. And I got him super cheap. I mean, very affordable. I don't even remember now, but just kind of threw in there. Now he doesn't have his big, giant, oversized axe. And that's okay, because he's just going to stand down and guard the little animated figures. But
sure.
I don't even think I've transformed him. I don't even try, but... Anyway, he's a beast. He's animated. He's oversized and cool. And he's called Rollout Command Optimus. Mm-hmm. That's right.
He makes sound, I'm guessing.
I imagine so. There's a lever on the back, and I couldn't even get it to move. I didn't mess with it.
That switch.
Yeah. Oh, God. It's too big, Spoodie. Careful. let's see. Also at the Toy Lair, I was super excited. This is a guy I've been wanting for a while. Mm-hmm. I have the RID 2001 version, but this guy came first. It's from Beast Wars. It's called Cyber Shark. Basically a space flying metal shark, and cool. He's just freaking cool because, you know, sharks are cool.
They are.
And shark robots are even cooler.
Yeah.
He's neat. He's almost all there. He didn't have his missiles, but already hooked me up. It was awesome. I couldn't believe I found him. And
does this shoot?
Nope.
Okay.
His shooter pack is kind of hidden under in his back here. It can pop off and be a gun, but
cool. Shooter McGavin.
And that's all I got at the Toy Lair that I brought with me. Uh-huh. I did stop by Ollie's one time, and there's this weird-ass... This is just the dumbest toy. I didn't... I want it because it's Starscream, but it says Launch Action Autobot Glider. There were two different versions. There was a Decepticon version where the packaging was dark and it had a jet too and a little handle thing that whips it and flings it. But on the Autobot one, the launch action Autobot glider, it's got Optimus in the back. There's giant Autobot symbols everywhere. But you'll notice in the video that this plane's no Autobot. It's Starscream. So I had to get it because it was Starscream, no matter what.
You didn't get the other one?
No, because this is a dumbass toy that I don't want, would never have bought ever. That's not true. Back in the day, I bought everything, man. Everything I get my hands on.
And sure.
I've been trying to sell some of that junk off. But anyway, it was $7.99 at Ollie's, and it's just, I'll never open it, but it can go in my Starscream collection. And
sure.
It's weird and dumb, and it flies up to 20 feet.
Let's test it out.
You know, any of these toys will fly up to 20 feet
if you throw them hard enough.
But anyway, there's that. It's weird. After the toy lair, we went over to, Artie was like, hey, you know, when we're in Ohio, yeah, just throw it away. Ohio, every toy store in Ohio kind of shares this map that they kind of all include themselves on. And it's the
that's
Mecca. So
that's like Whisper Quiet over there. Transforming.
Like, who's shooting at me? But Artie, he made up one kind of for Cedar Rapids where his store
that's
is.
Cool.
And yeah, super awesome of them. And he was like, yeah, you should go here, go here, go here. And so he had sent us over to this place called Vintage Heaven. And it was a pretty fun place. Not that big either, but he did one of the coolest things that we love about toy stores. He's like, guys, I got this basement, and it's full of totes and shit that I haven't looked at in years, and
perfect.
You can go down there at your own risk. Have fun. And I think Jason Smornik might still be there in the basement. I'm not sure.
Some totes fell on him and he's trapped.
I mean, he was there before us, and then he was there long after. We did get to hang out with him a little bit, too. But
cool.
So we were just rummaging through totes. It was kind of really fun, and we got lots of little things. Like, there's this cat dog toy, which is neat. It's a wind-up toy. It winds up, and then it rolls, and this moves in and out and chases it. Cat dog, love that Nickelodeon show.
Yep.
I found this weird little Starscream Cyberverse little McDonald's-y toy. Starscream. Oh, yeah. Had to get it.
Does he have a bulldozer hand?
Oh, yeah. Power up, man.
Okay.
I don't know. But, yes, he does have a bulldozer hand. Couldn't tell you why.
Never mind.
No.
Okay.
But there's a actual small real version that has, armor that comes on that gives him power ups and things.
Cool.
At Vintage Heaven, he also had a couple pretenders there. Mm. This is one of the most popular ones, Landmind. Neither of them had their inner robot, and I almost don't even care anymore. All the inner robots are kind of dumb looking. They're all kind of the same. They're cool, but they're also just not. But Landmind, he's cool. And then this guy's called Wave Rider. He actually has his belt, which is kind of neat.
Oh, it's just that belt. So, yeah, I can see that.
Belts, and they all have maybe a sword or a gun or something, too. Lots of accessories, too, because you're like, it's a plastic shell that's arms.
Let's jazz it up a little bit.
Yeah, let's give him something.
Those arms kind of move, I guess.
Oh, I think I also found this at the at Vintage Heaven. This is McNuggetosaurus. So I found another McDonald's changeable.
And you didn't have that one?
I did not have that one, so
cool.
No doubles yet. I'm pretty excited. Huh. I went to a toy show in East Moline. And that toy show was called, I did a video of the show. I took a nice long video at the show. It's on our YouTube page. It was a really cool show. Had a lot of good Transformers at it, and I got a few there. I got this Energon Dive Bomb, and he had his Energon weapons and things. Happy to add that little fella. I got...
Oops, that fell off.
It happens. It goes back on. I got this Optimus Miner. He's a monkey from Beast Wars. He's got a real neat transformation. I was pretty happy to learn that.
Some gold on him?
Missing his tail, but that's all right. No big deal. I got this Rock On. I finally got some of these cool dudes in Stonedar. Elgin's an expert on these. No, they didn't come with any weapons, but they were both, I got them both for $10, so I can't complain.
Yeah, the weapons would go in his chest and or hand. Huh. It's just a little radar gun thing, laser gun.
Neat.
Stonedar is the dad and Rock On's the son.
That's weird. And Granita's the mom or sister?
Sister of Rock On.
Sister. Okay. So there's no...
He's like a single dad with two kids.
Okay. Well, good for him.
Yeah. Just making his way through life.
And then lastly, to add with Spooty's G2 hot rod, laser rodness, I got one of the most notorious GPS. That's gold plastic syndrome. So we are learning a little bit today. He's one of the most notorious breakable toys in the history of plastic. And I got him in robot mode. He was just laying on a table, and I was just shocked because it's like the coolest toy that I saw at the show.
Sure.
And I got to talk him down a little bit. I think maybe paid $30 for him. But he wasn't broken. And you might have...
That's easily half price.
Yeah. And like Spooty maybe mentioned on one of his laser rod guys, the way there's ball joints right at the top of the legs where they meet the hips. And this guy, maybe like the others, are pretty top heavy. So he was just flopping over. So I'm like, I'm going to put him into truck mode and leave him there till the end of time. Because if this guy falls, he's going to turn into a pile of dust.
Right.
But like Spooty said, he's got... it doesn't work, so maybe the batteries would need fixed or changed, but you push that little button on his hood and the engine would light up. It doesn't have his laser rod sword, but I was super, super happy to find him just in the wild like that. So
that's cool.
Got three little hot rods there. If you're going to, be careful. Because you know it's what it's going to cost to replace it. Anyway.
Yeah, $30.
At your own risk. No. Well, for him to replace it, if he can get... Anyway. Hey, that's what I got.
Cool. Very cool.
So, well, Elgin and I were just standing outside doing our Iowa goodbye the other day, and we're like, hey, what topic do you want to come up with for the next episode? And he's like, as Elgin does, he just starts going on and on about Motu and stuff, and... I'm just kidding. I think we
just looked through all the topics and like, does this one work?
We heard the word kit bash, and then we just turned it into kit bashing yourself. And
right.
And as everyone knows who's ever heard or seen any of this show, you know Elgin's just a mad kit basher. He's just out of control. But it's having fun, man. You're having fun with your toys. He's lucky in a way that a lot of the Motu figures are made for it. They all pop up. At the arms and legs and heads come off.
Yeah.
And you can swap like a crazy person.
Yeah, especially the Origin. That's one of the nice things about Origin, the Origin figures, is that there are things you can pop out. You can pop out the hands, the shoulders, the arms at the shoulders, at the waist, and even kind of at the shin as well. You can pop out some of those. But yeah, mainly just the hips and everything out. So yeah, just swapping those out is it's pretty fun to just kind of
and even your armor seems as an outsider like so different and varied, and there's so many different accessories that comes with Motu that
lots of weapons, lots of armor.
For us, we're like, oh, it's just another gun. They all look the same. I don't know.
I mean, there's a lot of swords and axes and stuff. But
sure,
yeah.
But
yeah, I brought some of them. So I've posted some of them on our social media pages. I'll kind of go through those first before I talk about the ones specifically to myself, I guess. One of the earlier ones I did was, Mattel owns Hot Wheels, but Hot Wheels put out these Tony Hawk skateboards, fingerboards, with little shoes and skateboards, like fingerboards. So when I got one, I was like, well, do these shoes fit on? They're supposed to fit on your fingers, and then you like use that to like move the fingerboards around.
The Elgin said no.
Like, no, those will probably fit on a figure. So, and they do. They fit on most figures that I've used.
Maybe not the evil ones with the big feet.
Yeah, well, it's sometimes, still. Yeah.
Cool.
I've put them on Predator figures. I put them on Turtles and MOTU figures and, yeah, pretty much anything. So I was like, well, I need a skater. Like, I need like actual skater guy. So I made this little kitbash of a skater bro. It's basically, it takes He-Man's head, so the longer-haired He-Man. Excuse me. That was like the first Origins head sculpt. Like the Prince Adam hair, basically. And then combined it with the arms of Ric Flair from the WWE Superstars, which are basically like the same molds as MOTU Origins. And then I took the torso of Bray Wyatt, but the Fiend version of Bray Wyatt, because there's another Bray Wyatt figure from also WWE Superstars. So he has a black shirt, so I wanted like a tank top kind of thing. And then the legs, or the bottom half, is the John Cena figure from the WWE Eternia line, which is the crossover.
Still can't see it.
You can't see it? And then the shoes of the fingerboard shoes. And then just another one of the random skateboards. So that was like their first one, because the Cena one has like these jean kind of
jean shorts.
Basically his classic jean shorts, and he even had like knee pads, so it was kind of like he was wearing like skating gear.
I can't believe you even got a hand that'll grip the board like that.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah, this is one of the metallic boards too that they came out with. It's a giant hamburger monster.
Mm-hmm. We've had those dreams.
Yeah. So that's the skater bro that I came up with.
What a fun thing you did with your imagination.
There was a contest to do like a kit bash that from another podcast. I think it's the Podcast of the Universe. Podcasters of the Universe podcast. They were doing like a, you know, make your own figure. So this one is actually a vintage kit bash, which is not super common, I guess, because they're a little harder. Like, you can take off the arms and the head, but the torso and like you can't really do anything with that. So basically I took a He-Man figure that I think I had an extra one that was like already kind of broken, so I took off his arms and gave him Manny Face's arms. So more of a robotic arm. But so it had that color. So I was like, well, now I have to repaint his legs to match his arms. So that I did that. And then repainted his boots a little bit. And then changed his hair color, because I didn't want him to have the blonde hair. I wanted to have like a tanner color looking hair. And then gave him Man-at-Arms armor, like the chest armor. And then gave him the giant laser, the mega laser, to use as a weapon. So then he became kind of a cousin of Rio Blast, which was Baron von Blostrom. So I submitted that into there, and I don't think I won anything.
You won $1 million.
I didn't win anything.
Oh. Should have.
But yeah, this is basically a vintage kit bash with vintage figures.
It's pretty cool, man.
Yeah. I think I got that mega laser thing from a store in Indianapolis. We were there on tour 1 year.
Did you get it because you needed one for Rio Blast? Or
I just needed it in general, because it's a vintage accessory. It's a
vintage thing. Yeah. I saw it in a box. I needed it.
Yeah.
I get that.
And then I think I was playing with Ethan one time, and we were just one time. It's a wind-up laser gun, so those things are supposed to go in and out. It doesn't really, but
kind of.
It just makes the sick dying noise that all wind-up toys make. Uh-huh. Anyway, if you move that back thing, in and out, it kind of moves it. There he goes.
Oh, boy. All right.
Yeah. Anyway, Ethan and I were like kind of just mixing and matching stuff. And we came up with this, like, I don't know, like Halloween-esque figure, like a vampire type figure. So it basically takes Anti-Eternia He-Man, who is the all-black character from Anti-Eternia, who lives in Castle Hellskull, and then combined it with Mosquitor, his body, so we have the little blood coming out there as well. And then this is the cape is Scareglow's cape, and then the weapon is from a Horde Trooper as well. But it is kind of like this count.
Did you give him a name?
Well, I when I posted it, I was like, hey, name this figure.
Right.
So I didn't want a name.
Right, I didn't want to do it.
So, I mean, I got a lot of, like, you know, like, count blah, 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 you know, like, right. blah, blah, blah. You know. Like that.
That's freaking and cool, man.
There was a whole bunch of names.
And, so cool.
And, but yeah, it looks
evil.
Cool. Yeah, very evil looking. So when it came to, like, so I was looking back through all these that I posted and then kind of remaking them and to bring them for the show. And I was like, well, what can I do for myself? So I started, I was like, well, trying to decide, do I want to be an evil character or the heroic or heroic character? So I was like, well, evil character is usually more interesting. So let me start building that. So I started piecing together. And I was like, well, what do I want for, like, an evil character? You know, I wanted to have, like, glow in the dark. Like, that's
of course
one thing, you know.
It's Elgin.
So I have Scareglow's head and one of his arms, which are glow in the dark. And then I was like, well, he needs to have, like, a crushing arm. So I gave him Clawful's lobster hand as well.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, he also needs a weapon. So I gave him a crossbow that's like Hordax. But the body is also Hordax because it's like, well, he needs, like, a cool looking cape.
You got it.
And he also needs an action feature. So this is Buzzsaw Hordak's chest. So when you open it up, it'll shoot like a buzzsaw at somebody. So I'll shoot him at the snout spout here and try not to lose the thing.
Well, gone forever.
So it shoots. So I was like, I need, like, an action feature.
Whoa, look at all them legs.
Yeah. So then I was like, well, he needs some legs. What are some cool legs? And so the Mantana has four legs because he does on the Filmation. They finally made it with four legs. So I was like, well, that'd be really cool. Like, four different legs. He's also a Horde. He's also a Horde, part of the Horde, which is also Hordak is. So I put him together. I'm like, this is a horrible monstrosity.
Yeah.
Like, what have I done? I'm like, I should make a good guy instead of this monster, basically, that I've created.
That's cool and fun, though.
But I was just like, maybe I should just make something good. So then I was like, well, I should just make it.
Not that you can tell, but the color of the claw matches the cape and the symbol.
Some unity there, yeah.
Yeah. I try to, yeah.
It's all gray to you, I know.
Yeah. So then I was like, well, maybe I should make, like, a good guy. Like, so what, who if I was making a heroic figure, what would he be, you know? So I made this guy, which basically takes several pieces. So the head is Koldar's head. I picked that one because I really like that head sculpt. It has kind of a beard and, like, this barbarian, you know, horns and stuff and that kind of goldish.
It looks yellow. Like you a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then I put it on the torso of Battle Armor He-Man, which has the little action feature of the striking.
Yes.
And stuff like that. But I couldn't pull the arms off because those, for some of these chest action features, you can't actually take the arms off.
How do you learn that? The hard way?
They come with a thing that says
what
to move, but I was trying to pull it off. I'm like, I don't think this is going to fall. So I'm like, I don't want to break it, so I'll just stop.
Yeah.
So I left the arms on. I was going to swap them out, but so instead I was like, well, let me put some armor on his left arm, and that's Man-at-Arms armor. So he has that same kind of shoulder and forearm armor. And then I was like, well, he needs a cape, obviously.
Well,
So this is King Randor's cape with the purple cape there. And then he's like, well, I have this kind of silvery armor for the battle armor. It's like, what legs? I don't want just like bare legs. So I took a Horde Trooper's, which is basically a robot, for his legs to kind of match with like the silver kind of like a knight
mask
type thing.
And the helmet gives it that too. And
So that's why he has those legs. And then he's like, well, like in the 87 movie, you know, He-Man had a laser gun for some reason. So I was like, well, let's use it. Let's have a laser gun, which is not Trapdaw. It's what he was before. It's basically his gun.
Oh, right.
Yeah. That two-pack from The Rise of Skeletor. Anyway, it's his gun, laser gun. And then I was like, well, he also needs like an actual bladed weapon. But not just any bladed weapon. So basically I took two axes, which actually fit together. One is, I think, Koldar's axe, and then the other is Ram-Man's. Although they might have both come with the same, because Ram-Man came with two. But they can actually stick together to make a double, technically a triple axe,
triple
I guess.
Triple axe.
Because one's a double-bladed axe and then a single-bladed axe. That's kind of like the spinning.
It's rated triple axe.
Yeah, so we had triple axe. So yeah, so this is
you can fight in the future and the past.
Yeah,
this
exactly.
Is cool.
So when he runs out of laser bullets,
I don't think. Yep.
He can then swing his rated axe, triple axe weapon.
Cool.
So that's my guy, and which I kind of really like now. Looking at him more and more,
right? You almost. Well, I was going to say maybe the helmet should be painted silver, but the belt for the trooper
kind of matches a little
it
bit.
It gives it some continuity.
And he's got some arm, little band stuff too that's similar-ish.
That's cool.
But yeah, that's my other, I was like, well, this monster is like, it's like, I need to make like an actual good guy. You know,
I
kind of
made two also.
Yeah.
Good guy, bad guy, but.
But I mean, I had my tote. I'm just like pulling pieces off. I'm like. This goes.
I'm surprised you don't just pull them all apart when you put them away.
I probably should, but I might
forget which
whose hand, whose arm is this and stuff. But yeah, that's kind of mine. Ended up making two, but I don't know.
Man,
don't
it's like just him. Not fair, Spooty. He gets to literally kit bash his. It would take some special skills to actually. Put some Transformers together custom wise. I mean, people do it every day, but
yeah.
Well, Spoot, what would the Spooty kit bash? What's it look like? Tell us about it.
Mine's kind of lame and simple though. Like,
I know, my goodness.
It would just be a Goliath from Gargoyles, like wings and tail, like. That'd be awesome.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
But what else?
Opposable tail.
Would you keep it?
Yeah.
Would you put it on a transformer? Could you, or would you take some beast transformer?
I have no idea.
Or like, I still thought you were gonna somehow get Optimus Prime into it, or a Grimlock or something. Somehow.
Sharp teeth. Oh yeah.
Yeah, tail.
No, he'll just talk funny.
So.
No, mine was simple too. I started thinking. When I first thought it, I'm like, for me, if I could be any transformer, no matter what, I want it to have door wings because that's just the coolest. It's one of my favorite parts of Transformers and. Seeing them in robot modes with those doors out as wings. And it just made every, I don't know, it's just such a cool aesthetic that just sticks with me and always has. But then, once I lived there for a minute and was really happy about thinking about door wings, but I'm like, I'll move on. I like wings, and so I went right to Starscream. Like, I had to get Starscream in there, and so I was looking at Starscream, and I was like, well, I like that guy. And he's got wings, and that whole wing thing, that aesthetic's just so freaking cool. And I'm looking at it, and I'm like, well, he's got his Null Race, but then I was like, wait, what if He had double Megatron fusion cannons instead of null rays.
Cool.
Right? Wouldn't that be awesome? And then I'm like, well, I'd have to... I mean, I love Starscream because he's kind of known for his smirk,
sure.
You know? But then I was like, but I wanted to, like, the icon of Soundwave's head, you know, it's basically the Decepticon logo, you know? Soundwave's head is just iconic, and I'm like, that'd be weird and neat. Huh. And then I went off the rails, and I was like, I started wanting, like, to get his legs, like, in a, like, a tank tread thing. But then I started thinking about Blitzwing as a triple changer because he's a jet too in right. one mode, but then he's a tank. And then I got lost and it was just like, but man, it was fun to think of Starscream with some big old fusion cannon on both his arms. That'd be fun. And he'd be just the baddest dude in all the land. But then my good guy, it actually kind of turned into more painty sure. repaint thing instead, but like I was looking at some of my toys and I'm like, there's always been something about Laser Optimus Prime that's been cool, and I think everybody's mentioned it every time he's been on the show. He's the one that looks like he's got big speakers
oh, yeah.
on his shoulders. They're yeah. not speakers at all. They're other things. They're not. But in my head, it looks like a boombox. And I'm like, well, Blaster, how come no one's repainted a Laser Optimus Prime into Blaster colors, that mm-hmm. red and yellow and red and gold or whatever you want to call it? And I was just like, that would be so cool. And then I was like, well, what if... And so since it's a Laser Prime, all the Primes seem to have some sort of chest cavity for the Matrix, but what if the Matrix was like the tapes and it popped out and turned into a little robot? So I just started daydreaming about that.
Which I'm surprised they haven't done.
I know. They turned Roller into a Transformer here recently.
What if it was like a CD instead of like a tape, cassette tape, because it's like an updated version of it, and because it opens up and it's more circular, uh-huh. you have the actual, and then the CD like opens up almost like spaceship guy, whatever his name was.
Cosmos.
Yeah.
But they did sort of, I don't know if they were CDs, but there was a toy line a few lines ago where Blaster and Soundwave, they had circular cassette, they weren't cassettes. I don't know what they were, but they were round, and all the little guys, the Cheetah, the mm-hmm. all Ravage, and the Laserbeak.
I think they're supposed to be CDs, but they still had to have thickness to them. They were Transformers.
So thick, it didn't feel like, sure. but they were discs, I guess right. you could say, right. so it was kind of like that. That's and you cool. could put two or three of them in there and shoot them all out, and they just pop into the mode, and it was cool.
It's like, it'd be cool if they're like slotted in the other way, like a 10 change CD changers, oh, yeah. you know, like that. Not like flat, but like
sideways.
Uh-huh. Yeah, sideways.
That would be cool. But yeah, I just went off the rails and started. I kind of really want to repaint a Laser Optimus as
yeah.
in Blaster colors, and then so I'd change his head out and put a Blaster head sure. on it.
Well, that's good.
Give me the things. I'll paint them.
I know. I should. And because it's still out there, so
right.
I should do it while I can. But yeah, man, it really, it's just so fun getting the imagination going mm-hmm. and just being like, what if I could just cut all these up and put them back together? And
yeah, I think I spent like a good 30, 40 minutes today just like
playing in the
tub. Just like got to it. I was like, pulling things apart, I'm like, does this look good? Does it? And then I go to the weapons box. Okay, what? You know, it's like this. You know, with them sorted out in those like tackle box things, it's like,
yeah.
All right, I'll take this one and then add this one. So yeah. Even with the wrestler stuff too, you can, because they're all Motu Origin stuff as well. Like you know, with that skater one, you can combine all those as well and make like a super wrestler or something. Yeah, with all parts.
Yeah. That's cool. There was a, you know, they've done it a lot lately. There's the Armada toy line, they made like, you could like do two deluxes and they could be a shirt and a pants, okay. basically. But what was cool, is that they made 6 or 8 of them, and then you could put them, you could enter, they actually fit all together. They could do it differently, which is neat.
Yeah.
Or like, yeah, like the combiners, the original combiners, they all are interchangeable, which is kind of neat. But that got me thinking, I'd love to do like a Superion, but with like at least 5 of the like Jet, Starscream, Thundercracker, Skywarp. At least repaint, if not like build.
Like the classics line of them would be pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can still find those pretty cheap too.
I wonder if you do like a combiner, but like instead of all the ones that come with whatever combiner it is, you just take different ones, and then that's almost to me that would be more like a kitbash of,
yeah, that's
like
the closest that can come.
Like
for a,
but you know, instead of like, you know, Devastator or something, where you would just have maybe one of them from that, but then another one from another, and then build your own combiner.
Yeah, you could put
basically
like a lot more of the cars,
yeah,
together, or the airplane or the motorcycles,
sure,
or ones that are similar colors, yeah, you could put together. And that's one of the cool things about those, yeah, Scramble City combiners, they call it.
That's cool.
Well, all right. Yeah, kitbashing's fun, man. It really is. And I'm so glad that you do a lot of it. I mean, we just, yeah, people
thanks
are, yeah, you're a trend, you're a trendsetter on the internet.
Oh, even. I don't know about that.
But it's,
Since somebody should make a combiner out of like model kits.
Yeah, I wonder if somebody started something like that.
Yeah, where's that at? I was like,
when it's done, it's going to be so cool.
Yeah.
Well, all right, let's take a quick break.
Yep.
That was a lot of fun. I'm so happy that you made them and brought them. It's not fair that you can just do it. I mean, it's so awesome. But we're going to tell you, we're going to get a little promo here from our podcast network. That's the Prescribed Films Podcast Network, the PFPN. There's a lot of different shows on there that we all, you should listen to. There's some really good stuff on there. And this nice lady is going to tell you all about it.
You're listening to the Prescribed Films Podcast Network, home to hundreds of hours of free podcast entertainment. The shows on this network all have a common goal, providing you with the best discussions about movies and other forms of entertainment media. The PFPN hopes to fill your earholes with audio joy. Visit our website with links to all the other amazing shows at www.thepfpn.com. Thanks for listening.
All right, we're back, and now it's time for Elgin to take us on a store tour.
All right, today's store we're going to is called The Toy Lair. Hey, I feel like I've heard that before in this episode. That's right, it's at 1239 First Avenue Southwest, Suite 1.
Sweet.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa. That's right. In our own home state, you can go to a toy store. It's actually not too far away from us, actually. There's plenty of video games, Star Wars, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Funko Pop, Lego, and much more. Of course, it is a smaller store, but it is jam-packed, full, and clean, and organized in their own way. Any added thoughts?
Yeah, Spoodie and I went there this last weekend for the first time for both of us, I believe.
Yeah.
And got to see Artie. He's a cool dude that runs the store. Mm-hmm. And yeah, it's we heard it was small, and I mean, it's hard to tell in pictures sometimes. Sure. You never know. But yeah, it's not a big store. But what I really love about it is it has two of the things that's important. It's organized.
Sure.
And it's clean. Not all stores have that.
Yeah.
You know, so that's appreciated.
But the best thing is like, here's a tub of stuff.
You want to go through my accessories tote? And we're like, yes,
yeah,
this is the greatest. All toy stores, listen up. Y'all should have
that
tote. Have that tote ready to go for the real collectors.
Exactly.
And all three Tripriticus guys.
Yeah. Sweet. But another thing I really loved about the store, I've talked about this with people already, but so some stores, it's like, okay, all the MOTUs right here.
Sure.
All the Transformers here, all the G.I. Joes there, all the Star Wars over there. And when it's a small store like that, if you're, we don't all hunt for everything. I mean, some people do, and that's, I don't want their wallet. But if you're just getting, looking for one or two things, you know, you go through your section and you're like, well, I guess I'm out. And you're in the store for 10 minutes tops, right. You know, and it's like, gosh. But I liked what, I didn't even know I liked this until after I was in the toy lair. But Artie had kind of everything everywhere in a just like free for all. Just, and what made that awesome is like, you had to spend time. You had to do a couple laps, three laps sometimes, just to be like, "Oh, I see it now behind the thing," and that it really made the time there just that much better. Because you were kind of actually hunting within a store that I guess normal stores are supposed to be like, "Here's this thing presented to you, but
yeah. Buy it and get out."
Right. So the next guy can come in and buy something, right. But this time, but it was. Really nice. He even had a nice little like little retro area set up, a little couch, a little tube TV with Nintendo, and like you could hang out up there. And
cool.
It was really inviting and comfortable. And he really did have a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah. From looking at the pictures, it looked like
it was cool.
One thing here, one thing there.
Worked with you on price and. He gets it, and it's a nice little store. Definitely awesome. Recommend it. The Toy Lair.
Toy Lair at 1239 First Avenue, Southwest Suite 1.
Sweet.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
All right. Time to hear from you guys. It's Spooty with Talking Toys.
So after scouring the interwebs, we have a winner.
Yay!
Ding 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 ding. Ding, ding. Hot dog, we got a winner.
Hot dog.
Do you want a hot dog?
It's in the mail.
You gonna give him a hot dog?
Yeah.
Send him in the mail.
It's in the mail.
Cooked or raw?
You know.
You like?
It won't matter.
It doesn't.
The raw wiener.
Raw wiener.
Anyway.
So Pit Viper, Pit _ Viper, 327. Says, I'd kitbash myself as a Cobra Viper, either O-ring or classified series.
Cool. All
right.
I wonder if, like, I mean, people probably, I mean, you looked like the one helmeted guy, or like maybe he looks like a He-Man, so you could put a He-Man head on it.
Maybe.
Or maybe the Pit Viper, doesn't he, isn't it just a mask?
So, I think so.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't.
I think it's a mask.
Yeah, I wonder how he'd make it him.
Maybe swap it out with some different accessories?
Yeah.
Weapons?
Yep. Well, cool. Thanks, Pit Viper.
Yeah.
That's awesome of you to comment. All right, guys. I guess we'll just wrap her up. Before we go today, though, we definitely want to mention there's this place called Apple Podcasts. Mm. And, we're on there. You can just stop by there. Leave us a little 5-star review. We'd appreciate that.
Yeah.
Tell your friends about the show. But also, if you want to help out just a little bit more, you can head over to patreon.com/cracktasticplastic. Give us just a little bit of change, a little quiche. And, it'd really help out the show. And you get to be in the cool kids club.
Yeah, heck yeah.
Like these kids here who... One of the perks, you get your name read on the show. And those cool kids are Tony Miller, Chris Turnip Simmons, Peter Glinsman, Alex LaForest, Michelle Pizzullo, and horror comedian Bill Fisher. That dude, huh?
That guy.
I know, right? Anyway. Well, thanks everybody for tuning in.
Yeah, thank you.
We're
going to
go rummage through Elgin's totes and see what else we can come up with.
Heck yeah.
Hell, we could probably make 10 more just out of what you brought today.
Extra more handballs and potatoes for you.
All right. Well, thanks, everybody. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
See ya.
Thank you for listening to the Cracktastic Plastic Podcast. but not so fast, my foul fiends. Don't forget to follow these fools on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And visit cracktasticplastic.com. I'll be back.
Well, hey, thank you for listening to today's episode. You want more? Then check out how you can support this independent podcast at patreon.com/cracktasticplastic.